Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Siriano. Hi, everyone. I hope you had a wonderful week, and more importantly, I hope you found time to pray to Jesus. There's nothing more important than prayer because it's how we build a meaningful relationship with Jesus. The more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. It's through prayer that we strengthen our faith, and it's through prayer that we understand and learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all the troubles and burdens in our lives and let Him handle them. This lets us live our lives in peace and contentment without worry, fear, or anxiety. I never understood anything I just told you. The reason was I had very little faith and no relationship with the Lord because I didn't pray. Luckily, that all changed for me 14 years ago when, through a series of events no doubt created by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about faith and trust and how the two go hand in hand. Because to have true faith, we have to have strong trust in the Lord. And to truly trust Jesus, we have to have strong faith. On today's show, we are going to speak about something I believe that we've all had to deal with at one time or another, and that is understanding our doubts. As humans, it's quite normal to doubt things. We're natural skeptics. Will this movie we're about to see be as good as what we're expecting? Will the food in this restaurant we are sitting down to dine at be as good as the friend that recommended it said it would be? And we doubt others. Will this landscaper we just hired really do a good job and get rid of the weeds? We also doubt ourselves when we question our own abilities, particularly when we are given an assignment that we don't know if we have the skills to do it justice. In essence, as humans, we are full of doubts, and as a result, we also have our doubts when it comes to the Lord. For each of us, they vary and come at different times. Most often, when something unfortunate happens in our lives, we may find ourselves doubting the existence of God or asking ourselves what type of God would allow this or that to happen. All the examples I gave earlier about seeing the movie, the food quality in the restaurant, the landscaper, and even our own abilities will have an end and we can make a judgment. But when we have doubts about the Lord, there can't be any judgment here on earth, and our only recourse is faith. However, typically, when we're dealing with doubts, this happens because during this time, our faith is not as strong as it needs to be, and that's where the challenge lies. In the Bible, it says, James chapter 1, verse 6, "But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind." This Bible verse tells us that the Lord recognizes that we will have doubts. But the Bible verse also tells us that when we allow our doubts to take over, we'll be tossed around like the wind at sea, meaning we'll be faced with all kinds of problems and difficulties to deal with. Keeping our faith strong, which comes from prayer, believing in God and trusting Him, is our only way to remove those doubts. Moreover, strong faith will keep the devil away because when we start to doubt, the devil does everything he can to make it worse. So trust in the Lord and let Him lead us in the right direction. Understanding our doubts and learning how to deal with them is another step in living life as a Christian. Our topic for today is understanding our doubts. Just like when we doubt something or someone here on earth, our doubt about the Lord comes from the same cause, uncertainty and fear. If that landscaper we hired doesn't do a good job, we could fear what might happen to our lawn, and worse yet, what it might cost to hire someone else to undo the damage. When we doubt the Lord, it's again caused by uncertainty and fear. If we doubt the existence of God or heaven, we're dealing with uncertainty because until we die, we'll never have any proof that God or heaven exists. Giving into those doubts will change them to fear, for we'll be afraid to die, worrying that there may not be an afterlife in heaven with the Lord. Once we give into those doubts, we're doomed, and the only thing we can do as soon as we sense the feelings is to reach out to the Lord and to ask Him to help strengthen our faith and to help us move beyond those doubts. The first song I'm going to play today ties nicely into today's theme of understanding our doubts. As I said earlier, the best way to deal with doubt is by strengthening our faith. When we have a strong relationship with the Lord, when we feel Him in our hearts, this prevents our doubts from taking over. The song I'm about to play is called I'm With You. When I wrote this song, I thought about the significance of reaching out to the Lord through prayer and how through prayer we can feel the Lord in our hearts, which we hear throughout the verses. Then in a chorus, what it truly means to be with the Lord. Please listen out on my song, I'm With You.
When I close my eyes and visualize such a lovely place, as I think of you and call your name, I am lifted by your grace. You're my love. Strength you give empowers me to live. I'm content and worry free. So plentiful and merciful, you're always by my side. So strongly I stand with my life in your hands. I know you'll take care.
We'll be right back.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. Call now for free details.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Talking more about understanding our doubts, we can turn to the Bible where it says, Luke chapter 24, verse 38. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts?" This Bible verse once again acknowledges that the Lord recognizes that we will have doubts, and it tells us that giving in to those doubts is what we as Christians must resist. And when we do, we will lead a much happier life. But of course, a lot of this is easier said than done, because when we're dealing with doubt, especially when it's strong, there is only one thing we can and should do, and that is pray. Through prayer, we can talk directly to Jesus and let him know what we're doubting and why. When we're dealing with financial difficulties, the death of a loved one, a terminal illness, or some other type of severe issue, we tend to lose our trust in God. We may question his existence, or worse yet, blame him for what has happened. We allow our doubts to take over completely. From blame and anger, we go to total abandonment of our belief in God and our faith. Yet, to have any real comfort and hope of getting through these trying times, we cannot give in to our doubts and bad feelings, but instead, we must build our faith. Prayer will help us do that. Through prayer, talk to Jesus and let him know exactly how we're feeling and why. Many things will happen in our lives that we won't understand, but we have to accept them. And having strong faith and a close bond with the Lord will help us get through them. We can't blame God for anything, but we have to trust him and believe in him. Whenever we feel ourselves doubting something about our faith, is there really an afterlife? Is this really a sin? Why can't we do this or that? Rather than let the devil help us give in to the doubt, simply stop and pray to Jesus and talk with him about it. Prayer gives us tremendous focus, wisdom, and complete peace of mind. Through prayer, we form a strong bond with the Lord. And when we pray often, as we should, we find Jesus is in our hearts, making each day easy to get through and letting us live at ease, knowing that no matter what we are dealing with, the Lord will give us the strength to get through it. So yes, we're going to have doubts. That's just what humans do. But as we go through our week and pray, remember to open up to Jesus, especially when we are doubting something, and share it with him. Let him know through prayer what we're doubting and why. Don't just pray on it once, but often, and see how our entire attitude changes for the better. Understanding the significance of prayer is another part of living life as a Christian. Talking more about understanding our doubts brings us to an easy concept to accept. To doubt is human, but to doubt our faith is not Christian. So when we doubt things here on earth, that's understandable. But when we doubt our faith and our God, we can't allow ourselves to give in to those doubts, because all they will do is weaken our faith and turn us away from the Lord. If we can remember this Bible verse when we are faced with doubt, I can assure all of us it will help. The Bible verse is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. This Bible verse tells us that when it comes to our faith, we are too weak to trust our own intuitions, which will lead us to doubts, and instead just give all our doubts and uncertainties to the Lord and let him remove them from our thoughts. We cannot avoid ourselves from having doubts because, as I have said, to doubt is inherited in all of us. But when we accept that and feel in our hearts that we do not want to give in to those doubts, all we have to do is give them to Jesus and let him give us the strength we need to resist the doubt and instead maintain a strong faith and trust in the Lord. The next song I'm going to play is an upbeat, fun, and engaging worship song called Praying to Jesus. This song is all about prayer and praying to Jesus. In the verses, we hear how wonderful we feel when we pray. And then in a chorus, the simple repetitive line of, I pray, praying to Jesus. Please listen unto my song, Praying to Jesus. Be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the Gospel, we hear about an event taking place early in Jesus' ministry. It's the Sabbath, and he's teaching in the synagogue. But many doubt who he is, seeing him only as a man, the son of the carpenter Joseph and Mary. Yet those listening are astounded by his wisdom and the deeds he can do with his hands. The message of the Gospel is to remind us all that we had two groups of people then when Jesus walked the earth, as we do today, those who believe and those who do not. The psalm for today is Psalm 123, "Our eyes are fixed on the Lord." The meaning of this psalm is to remind us all that each of us should not be focused on our circumstances or needs, but we should be focusing on the Lord with praise and worship. In writing the music for the psalm, I use the ancient text supported by a contemporary melody and musical arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 123, "Our eyes are fixed on the Lord."
Our eyes are fixed on the Lord, pleading for his mercy. Our eyes are fixed on the Lord. Our eyes are fixed on the Lord.
We'll be right back.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. Call now for free details.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, God's Boxes. I have in my hand two boxes, which God gave me to hold. He said, put all your sorrows in the black box and all your joys in the gold. I heeded his words, and in the two boxes, both my joys and sorrows I stored. But though the gold became heavier each day, the black was as light as before. With curiosity, I opened the black. I wanted to find out why. And I saw in the base of the box a hole, which my sorrows had fallen out by. I showed the hole to God and mused, I wonder where my sorrows could be. He smiled a gentle smile and said, my child, they're all here with me. I asked God why he gave me the boxes, why the gold and the black with the hole. My child, the gold is for you to count your blessings. The black is for you to let go. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let him lead. Whatever faces us, he is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road.